Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So have you ever seen the movie When Harry Met Sally? There's a scene in the movie, and if you've seen it, it's one of the most iconic scenes in film ever. That's an opinion. But anyways, the bottom line is they're sitting in a restaurant, Harry and Sally, and they're talking about relationships, and Harry says, well, you know, you wouldn't necessarily fake it, would you? And he means the big O. If you need to know what the big O is, we won't go there. But the bottom line is, Sally grabs a table and starts going, oh, oh, oh. That's a big O. Anyways, at one point, this lady behind them, who happens to be, by the way, if you don't know this, Rob Reiner's mother, who directed the film, who used to be the meathead on All in the Family, she goes, I'll have what she's having. Now, okay, this is a kind of a real long stretch to make a point, but the point is this. The I'll have what she's having is kind of the secret to success. All right. And that secret to success is that if you can find a way to take your products or your services and make other people feel like they want to have it too, then it's much easier to convince them to purchase. That's really what it boils down to. But what happens a lot of times is people try to oversell what it is that they're doing. So what I want to do today is give you a series of three don'ts and three do's when it comes to promoting your products or services in a way that helps highlight the successes that you've had. So don't number one, don't fake it until you make it. A lot of people say, hey, fake it till you make it, which is a great concept, you know, act bigger than you are. But all it takes is one question that you can't answer, and you're going to be outed. People are going to know that you're posing, that you're not really seeing the kind of successes that you're talking about. The other one is don't put perfume on a pig. Okay, let's face it. Pigs smell bad, right? You put perfume on there, it's still going to be smelly bad. What I mean by that is a lot of times people will try to just sell the sizzle on the steak when actually it's kind of like very tough and raw and bleh, you know. So by doing that, you want to make sure that you're getting across the true benefits of what's happening. Not the features, but the true benefits to the end user. The third don't is don't put profits above people. What I mean by that is you're so busy selling, selling, selling that you're not meeting people's needs. Because guess what? If you put profits in front of people, people will talk. And sooner or later, that will come and catch up with you in the form of returns or people just not believing what you say. So here's the three major do's. Do number one, take note of the incremental successes that you have. So in other words, as you start to keep doing the same things, selling the same products, selling the same services, you're going to learn success stories from other people. And they're going to say, this solved this problem in this way. Or here was an unexpected positive result. Find those incremental successes and keep adding to the message. In other words, don't be satisfied with the status quo. Use those incremental things that you learn to update the content, update the messages on a regular basis. The second do is treat failures as successful learning lessons. Let's face it, we all have bumps in the road, right? So what you should do is figure out certain places where it's failed and then use that to say, hey, we've tried this. Let's just say in the case of, you know, a magic eraser that is going to erase stains from your clothes. You've tried it, and all of a sudden, it starts to change the fabric color. That's bad, right? So you've learned that this thing works great on whites, but it doesn't work on certain colors. So what you say is, don't say, hey, this thing erases stains from everything. What you say is, this works fantastic on white clothing. So any white clothes you have, shirts, shoes, socks, whatever it is, this is the perfect solution for what it is that you're trying to achieve. So hopefully that makes sense. And the third one is, build on what's next. I like to call it success soup, okay? You add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and eventually you get to a recipe. That's the way my wife makes soup, is she starts out with chicken stock, and she cuts up the chicken and cuts up the vegetables. And then she has a recipe, but she puts in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The same thing with chili. And then she tastes it and says, what do you think? And she keeps adding to the mix to get it to that perfect consistency, that perfect taste. So success soup is that. Build on what it is that you've learned along the way and keep adding those messages to everything that you're doing. So now that we know this thing works on white and it works on clothes, does it work on white canvas so you could actually clean like the cover of a boat? What else can you do with this magic eraser that is going to make your whites much cleaner than they were before? So now you could say, by cleaning it first and putting it in the wash, you're going to end up with a better result in the wash. That's part of building upon the success. So start to think of different ways that as you incrementally make things happen for people and solve their problems, that you can build upon that to keep adding more and more to it. Maybe it solves additional problems that you never thought about. That's essentially what I'm trying to get across. So here is three final thoughts that I want to leave you with. Number one, spotlight the successes. Every time you have a success, create a success story and keep building upon that story and keep adding more stories to it. The more you can show that what you're doing is successful for other people, the more that people will say, I want what she's having. Make sure in business, if you're doing business to business, that you're profitizing profits. In other words, make sure that people understand the return on investment on what they're going to get. That you can show them that by using this tool, this technique, whatever it is, that you're going to see the kind of results that you can continue to grow on. The last piece of this is rent resources. And I always talk about building a team around what it is that you need. So work to your strengths, but hire to your weaknesses. An example of this is I have a client who wants to sell a particular thing, but we're having a hard time creating awareness. Well, I happen to know a guy who set up Amazon stores. I could probably go learn that, but doesn't it make more sense to hire somebody who's already done it, who could do it faster, better, and actually educate me and the client along the way? So rely on other people's knowledge. Be willing to invest in that in order to get what it is that you're selling further, faster. So the end result of all of this is, I want what she's having. The secret of success is pretty straightforward and simple. First, you have to identify what the problem is for your client. Next, you have to offer a solution. And then finally, you have to show that you can do it better than others. And the best way to do that is by telling stories of success. So I hope you've learned something today. I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have, please tell your friends about it. Get some more people listening to the podcast. Give us a review on iTunes. And be sure to go to baconpodcast.com and go back and listen to some past episodes. There's lots of great content for you to learn from. Enjoy.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.